In the background lurks climate change, fears of which have grown with the heat and drought battering Europe's wheat crop this summer. European grain prices have surged as a result, but those of many other commodities are sagging. On August 22nd, a pound of Arabica coffee fell below $1, less than the cost of a takeaway brew and the lowest in 12 years. Raw sugar was also at 10-year lows. Both have been hit by oversupply in Brazil, as well as a slide in the value of the real, the Brazilian currency, which makes it more compelling to sell crops priced in dollars rather than store them. The previous week, prices of copper fell into bear market territory, down by more than 20% since June, on fears that protectionism would dampen global growth, especially in China, whose efforts to crack down on financial leverage are another drag on expansion. Oil prices have dipped for 7 straight weeks, also because of concerns about lackluster demand in emerging markets, and because a strong dollar makes it dearer for those with weak currencies to buy crude. Gold has developed a strange habit of sliding in sync with the Chinese yuan. American corn and soybean prices, meanwhile, continue a long streak of weakness caused mainly by harvests that get more bountiful by the year. The Department of Agriculture is forecasting a record corn yield this year and the biggest harvest of soybeans ever, something the crop tour is likely to validate, Mr. Seyfried says. But that is lousy timing, given that China, which was America's biggest buyer of soybeans, raised retaliatory tariffs on the crop in July. Farmers hope to sell more in Europe, where soya meal for animal feed is in high demand because of the high cost of wheat. But the slide in the real also makes Brazilian soybeans more competitive. Optimism flickers from time to time. Many commodities rallied in the run-up to the latest trade talks between American and Chinese officials, which were due to end after The Economist went to press. The dollar fell, bolstering some commodities, after President Donald Trump said in an interview with Reuters on August 20th that he was not thrilled with the Federal Reserve's policy of raising American interest rates.